My church is USP.
Jill Songer.
David Songer.
Julie Hill.
Barry Allen.
And they're all members of Malden Methodist Church. And we're starting this edition of My Church is USP at the back of the church. We're normally at the front. And it goes back such a long way. When you walk in the front of the church, you don't realise to be almost half a mile at the back before your church property ends.
No, that's true. It is a typical Malden building where you go through one room to the next room to the next room.
Being at the back, we're in an open area and it's very soft underfoot.
Yeah, it's got a safety surfacing which we had installed last year with a legacy and a grant, so we're very pleased to have it. It means we can play out here with the youth group.
How important is it to have children and youth as members of the church?
Very important. It's about the future of the church starts with people who are just born and they grow into the church and they can come to our church and enjoy themselves, to learn a little bit and to play outside. This keeps the church alive.
So would they be out here while services are on, or would they go to services as well?
Just started a Sunday morning group, so if the weather's good, we can be out here enjoying ourselves in a safe play area, and the adults can be in the church.
And is the message of the gospel, is the message of Methodism, of Christianity, out here as well as inside?
Oh, definitely. When we got the bouncy castle out, you need to bounce for Jesus. If Jesus was alive today and he was standing in front of the bouncy castle, what parable would he have to explain the message of the kingdom? And they came up with bouncing for joy.
Can we go back inside? Now, you were telling me that there used to be two Methodist churches in Malden, and now we have just one. Why did one go?
I think it's related to the Primitive Methodist Church and the Methodist Church, and they united together to become the single Methodist Church. The church that was in Once Road was then sold and eventually became the Salvation Army Church. And from the sale of that, we managed to build the back half of the church, which is the kitchens, the toilets and another meeting room.
So it was a friendly reunion?
Oh, yes. Yeah, as far as I could tell, it would be friendly.
So from the back, we're working our way now towards the actual church itself.
Just coming down a main corridor that leads to the new hall that was built when the Methodist Church was sold, into our kitchen that was refurbished a couple of years ago. A couple of people in the church thought they could help those who receive school dinners, of course don't get school dinners, during lunchtimes when they're on holidays. We did it for the summer holidays for a week. It was a success, but not as great a success as what we hoped. We're into what we called the Elsie Finch Hall because it was refurbished with a legacy from a lady who was a member of our church for more years than I can remember. Youth Club can play badminton in here.
And there's a big message on the wall, and Jesus loves you.
Yes, and they read it and they take note of it, and from time to time we talk about it, which is really good. We have 10, 15, 20 young children and their parents that come up, and we're in here and it is packed.
Why has Methodist Church caught on so well?
It's a different way of worship. It's not sitting still, it's getting involved. It's practical, it's drawing, painting, getting messy. We have a couple of the youngsters, you see a bit of water and there's more water on them than there is in the pot, which is great fun. They cook, they can eat as well. We've just started doing foods as well. And it's just a way that they can interact.
So then out of this room,
two more rooms either side. One is the minister's vestry, and the room we're coming into is what we call the youth room. So this is where the youngsters can come and sit. It's got the heaters. We have a TV in for the Xbox game. We also have the internet access once a month for the youth club as well.
Fun is important in Christianity.
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm convinced that God has got a great sense of humour. I think the graphic example of that is the duck-billed platypus, which is a weird-looking creature. I think a lot of our services that we try to put on, we try and have a joke from time to time. But probably the best person to answer that is our Minister Barry.
And we're in the actual church itself. Tell me about the history of it and how it does these days.
Can't really tell you the history. I've only been here a year.
From South Africa, I detect by the accent.
From South Africa, that's right.
How does South Africa differentiate here? Compare the two.
Oh, there's a big difference. First of all, in the weather.
Yeah.
We don't have minus degrees. We have like 36.
Yeah. So you miss the sunshine.
Very much so. Thank you. Yeah.
And what about Methodism in South Africa? Is it similar to Methodism here?
Not really as far as the worship's concerned. The worship's a lot more contemporary. Yeah, it's a lot more traditional. But it varies from church to church. It depends where you are. This church is completely different to maybe the church down the road because we have different kinds of services. As you can see, the arrangement of the chairs, we have a 9:15 service that embraces all ages.
And you have some chairs facing the back, whereas most of the chairs are facing the front.
That's right. This is where we have a 9:15 service, and the parents and the children and everything meets together here. We have food, And we have a very...
You have food at the 9 o'clock service?
Yes, like a breakfast, yes. Yeah. And we have worship together, and it embraces all ages, all generations.
And what part would you play in it? Where would you be?
Well, we would share it. It isn't necessarily just led by the minister. It's led by a whole lot of people. And it's all interactive. It's not a case of someone standing up giving a message for half an hour. It's a case of we talk about Jesus and real Jesus.
How do you decide what you're going to talk about?
That comes down to the person that sort of is doing the message for the day. We have a rota. They'll put some thoughts together, be shared between the group, and suggestions for songs will come through. Someone will do like a little fun icebreaker, so they'll get the theme from the message, and it just all sort of evolves and comes together like that.
But how do you feel as a parishioner doing something like that when the minister's looking on, who might know more about theology than you?
It can be quite scary, but it's good to all share our thoughts and discuss together.
And Minister, it must be quite pleasing to see your parishioners take the lead sometimes.
Very much so. It's been real. That's what it is. I mean, we can stand up and we can talk theology all day, and people can walk out and not understand what on earth's been spoken about, where actual real people stand up and say, well, this is what Jesus is doing in my life. That means it's real, and Jesus is real.
As well as the fun, as well as the worship, as well as a discussion, you do quite a bit for the community.
Well, we like to think so. We are a church that welcomes anyone. We have a coffee morning on the third Saturday. We've just started last Sunday for our children. Years ago in this church, we had a really big Sunday school, lots and lots of children coming on a Sunday. But we are just starting last Sunday to build that up again. So the last Sunday of every month, we are having our Diddy Disciples, and we're starting that to try and encourage children to come and parents to come back to worship on a Sunday.
My Church's USP.